There are no hard numbers to show exactly how many legislators are foregoing a raise, but anecdotal evidence indicates between 15 and 20 are giving up the 3% pay hike. State Senator Dave Hansen says he won't take the pay raise. The Green Bay Democrat says he's doing it in solidarity with unionized state workers who still haven't received their raises that were negotiated with former Governor Scott McCallum. Hansen's salary will remain at $44,200. He and other state senators were given a raise of about $1,300 a year. Hansen will write a check for about $111 each month and return it to the state.
I think receiving less money in your check, I think that's a substantial thing. And in a sense, it's symbolic, too. There are a lot of people out there hurting. We've got people on strike up in Marinette. We've got a lot of people laid off. Times are tough. As I said, the state employee contracts loom large here.
The raises were authorized by the Joint Committee on Employment Relations. The full legislature did not vote itself a raise. Some lawmakers are giving their raises to charities, others to the state's rainy day fund. Still others, like Representative Frank Lassay, are directing it into the state's general fund. But unlike Hansen, Lassay isn't returning his pay increase to show support for state workers. The Northeastern Wisconsin Republican says he won't favor ratifying those contracts until the state plugs its budget hole.
If we solve that problem and there's enough money left over to give employee raises, let's go ahead and do that. But until we've solved our problem and come up with $452 million, we can't afford to give raises.
Lassay also has another money-saving idea. He says all state workers should take off one unpaid day each month from now until June. Lassay says it could save $40 million. The pay raise givebacks will probably have more of a symbolic effect rather than having a fiscal impact on the deficit. That's according to UW Green Bay political scientist David Littig. He says voters will pay more attention to these types of things once Governor Jim Doyle outlines cuts in his budget address next week. Then Littig says people will realize the real effects the budget crisis will have on services.
Legislators that do refuse to take the pay raise are basically, I have a good stand to say, they're basically sharing the pain. Is that, in other words, with the little amount of money that there is to go around and pay the services, maybe this one time we're not going to take a pay raise.
Littig says it'll be interesting to see if any cabinet members give back their raises. Governor Doyle gave many of them big increases when he took office. For his part, the governor has returned a $9,000 pay raise. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.